There's one thing I never understood about the Mandalorian Wars, he pressed. What started them? Why, after all these centuries, did you suddenly decide to launch an all-out attack on the Republic?
It was Mandalore's idea.
Revan knew that Candorous wasn't referring to the original founder of his people. For centuries, each successive leader of the Mandalorian clans had symbolically taken up the name of Mandalore as a way to simultaneously honor his cultural heritage and reinforce his own authority. To distinguish among rulers, each chose an honorific to define his or her reign, such as Mandalore the Conqueror or Mandalore the Indomitable. The most recent ruler had called himself Mandalore the Ultimate.
Mandalore felt the Republic was weak,
Candorous continued.
Vulnerable. He summoned the warriors of the clans, and we followed him into what we thought would be our greatest conquest.
There was no need to ask if Candorous or any of his fellow warriors had hesitated. When Mandalore called, the clans answered. While there might be battles and disputes among those seeking to be Mandalore's successor when he fell, once the decision was made, there was never any dissent or debate.
Things were going fine until you came along, Candorous
said with a grim smile.
You and your followers turned the entire tide of the war against us. Eventually you killed Mandalore, and everything changed.
Revan couldn't actually remember any of his battles against the Mandalorians. They were buried in the part of his mind that had been locked away when the Jedi Council turned him against Malak. But he'd studied up on his own history enough to fill in the missing details from Candorous' narrative. In battle after battle, Revan had led the Jedi and Republic forces to victory. Realizing defeat was inevitable, Mandalore the Ultimate had challenged Revan to single combat. And Revan had accepted. Though the Mandalorian fought valiantly, in the end he was no match for the Jedi Order's most powerful champion. But it wasn't enough for Revan to simply defeat his enemy. In Mandalorian culture, the death of one leader was merely an opportunity for another warrior to seize control of the clans by claiming the fallen Mandalore's helmet. To prevent this, Revan had stripped the helmet from his vanquished foe's corpse and hidden it on an unknown world. For a warrior culture, defined and bound by tradition and honor codes, the loss of Mandalore's mask was a crippling blow. Denied the sole item recognized as the symbol of leadership, the Mandalorians could not choose a new Mandalore. With no universally acclaimed ruler, the various clans began to fight among themselves for power. Their armies became fragmented and ineffective, and within weeks, a series of decisive victories by Revan's troops forced the Mandalorians to accept an unconditional surrender. The humiliating defeat and the loss of Mandalore's mask destroyed the once proud culture. Candorous had spoken of this once during the time they'd spent together stopping Malak. Surprisingly, he didn't blame Revan for what had become of the Mandalorians. He blamed Mandalore for not being strong enough to win their battle. He blamed the brothers and sisters of his clan for being too weak to pick up the pieces so they could rebuild their society. But mostly, he just didn't talk about it.